Chapter 4. A week later, the red Buick Verano was back. Maya had been coming home from too long a day of flight lessons. She was tired and hungry and just wanted to get home and relieve Isabella. But now that damn red Buick was back. How should she play it? Just as she started going through her possible options, the Buick veered off again. Another coincidence? Or had the driver figured that she was just heading home? Maya was willing to bet on the latter. Isabella's brother, Hector, was waiting by his pickup truck when she pulled up. He usually gave Isabella a ride home when he finished gardening.
Hello, Mrs. Burkett.
Hi, Hector.
I just finished the flower beds.
He zipped his hoodie, an odd fashion choice in this heat, to the neck.
You like?
They look great. Can I ask you a favor?
Of course.
My sister's house could use a little work. If I paid you extra, do you think you could cut the grass and maybe do a cleanup? Hector looked a little uncomfortable with the suggestion. The family worked for the Burkettes exclusively. They paid his salary. I'll clear it with Judith first, Maya said.
Then sure, I'd be happy to do it.
As Maya headed toward the house, her phone dinged. It was a text from Alexa.
Soccer day is Saturday. You coming?
She had made her excuses not to stop by since the incident with Coach Phil last week. Much as she knew that he was wrong, Eddie's accusation haunted her. She knew that he was being irrational with that death follows you gobbledygook. But perhaps a father had the right to be irrational when it came to his own children, for a short period of time anyway. Years ago, when Daniel was born, Claire and Eddie had made Maya the guardian for first Daniel, then both their children, in the unlikely event that something happened to Claire and Eddie. But even back then, even back before Claire had a clue how wrong it would all go, she had pulled Maya aside and said, "If something happens to just me, Eddie won't be able to cope."
"What makes you say that?"
"He's a good man, but he's not a strong man. You need to be there no matter what." She didn't have to add, "promise me," or any of that.